You're learning too, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm learning too. And,
you know, and everything is an opportunity because
to learn.
At this age, she needs to be working on her basic addition, which she's doing. So we look for opportunities to practice with math. We look for opportunities. This is going to sound bizarre, and some people are going to probably think this is horrifying. But Emma has learned to read some sight words from seeing signs on the highway.
Like Applebee's.
she knows Applebee's. She knows Cracker Barrel. You know, she knows a bunch of these signs on the highway. Now, first she learned them from the symbols and the logos.
Right.
But I mean, now, she recognized McDonald's by the big yellow M.
Yeah. But now I remember just yesterday we were driving past some trucks, and she says, "I saw some milk trucks. They were silver and shiny, and they said milk on the side."
Good. Yeah, she said, I looked at them because I thought they were Airstreams.
Right.
And then I saw they weren't, and I saw they were milk trucks because they said milk on them. And we're like, so you can read milk?
Okay.
We didn't know we should do that word.
Right.
Yeah. And so when we see opportunities, we try to encourage that. So a lot of times that's why we're driving. You know, those are the opportunities.
And, you know, like we play license plate games. You know, license car goes by, okay, think of a word that begins, you know, that license plate begins the letter X. What word begins with X? You know, and she'll come up with a word and things like that. And I was explaining to Deborah that like some of the workbooks, they'll say, you know, okay, here's six pictures of things, color the three things that are supposed to be red. And she won't want to color the apple red because apples aren't just red. There are green apples, green and pink. Yellow apples.
Oh,
and so you know, we work around that. It's like, okay, circle the three things that can be red, and then just call them whatever you want to color them, you know, because I'm not going to kill that creativity.
Right.
And in a way, I'm glad I'm homeschooling for that, because I don't think that's what she would get in a classroom environment. I think if she was in a classroom and she made it a Granny Smith, I think it would be marked wrong, because it was supposed to be a Macintosh, you know, or a Red Delicious, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we get around that. And plus, she was doing upper and lowercase letters when she was four, and she's been doing basic addition. You know,
she's well on target for everything that she's supposed to be doing,
yeah.
Which is really what we most are concerned with. I mean, I don't know everything that she would have learned in kindergarten. We have some homeschool plans that we're following, and some guidelines and things that the state is looking for. But the bottom line is that as long as she's getting the basics that she needs, and all the wonderful extras that she can't help but get because she's traveling around and meeting people and seeing things, I'll count this as a success at the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have lots of school tools. I mean, I have a Rubbermaid tub just full of books and workbooks for her, and we're doing science and art and music. You know, when you're in a classroom situation, you usually have more than one person who's doing this, and instead it's me. So now I'm the school teacher, I'm the mother, I'm the playmate. You know, it's a big job.
I think of the 1,500 pounds of material that we have in the trailer, because we weighed it, we know we've got about that in it. I think probably 150 pounds are books.
Yeah, and I said a Rubbermaid tub full of books. School books and workbooks. But then we have a second Rubbermaid tub, which is all just storybooks for her, because we think books are really important, and we've been reading to Emma since she was born.
Yeah.
I mean, really, since the day she was born.
We've had a story read to her almost every night of her life.
Even when it didn't mean, you know, anything to her personally,
right?
But it meant something to us.
After the tour is over, do you think it's something you're going to continue to homeschool?
I don't know. Emma says that she wants to go to school, but I got a funny feeling if she gets a taste of a classroom.
She may not.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know. The funny thing is that we don't know where we're going to be next year.
Yeah.
And we might still be in an Airstream next year doing a different kind of tour. We might be settled back in Vermont in our house.
One we haven't built yet.
Yeah, we have the option. We don't have to build the house. We have the land. We can build the house whenever suits our needs. So we've just agreed that we're going to postpone that decision.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, you've been traveling around. Like you said, you don't have a house now. And you said back in Vermont, would there be a chance, after you've seen other parts of the country, that you might build your house somewhere else?
We might build a second house somewhere else.
That would be nice.
Don't leave Vermont.
You know, actually, the second house thing, seriously, I thought about that so many times, and I'm so used to traveling now, I could never have a second.